In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello. Welcome, friends, to another episode of Common Prayer. Today is Thursday, March 18th. My name is Sina Davies, and I am honored and excited to delve into day number 26 of our Lenten reflection. A few weeks ago, I had my nieces and nephews over, and we did a little experiment, an object lesson on sin, I'd call it. But just a little public announcement for any kids listening in, please don't do this without adult supervision. Anyways, we took a big jug of water, which was supposed to represent us and our hearts. We added a few drops of black food coloring to represent sin and watched as it slowly spread and stained the water. We talked about the different sins, including stealing and anger and fear and jealousy and disobedience. And we discussed how this can represent how sin can take on our lives and stain our hearts as well. The next step was to add some bleach, and voila, like magic, the water was clear again. In the same way, when we accept Jesus into our lives, Jesus has the power to remove the stains from our hearts and make our hearts clean. Jesus is our saving power and frees us from the power of sin. Now, this simple children's lesson leads us to today's word of the day, which is free. We will be talking about what it means to be free in Christ and free from the grip of sin. But before we go on, let us go into our time of silence. Let us quiet our hearts and minds as we meditate on this theme. Our scripture today is John 8, 31 and 32. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We see this theme of being set free all throughout the Bible, including the Old Testament. For example, during the time of Moses, we see the theme of slavery and how God freed the Israelites from the bondage of slavery. Or how about when God freed Daniel from the lion's den as he shut the mouths of the lions? God freed Jonah from the belly of a fish after 3 days. Or even better, God freed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace, that not even a hair on their heads was singed. We move from the physical aspects of bondage to the bondage of sin, as discussed in John chapter 8. Just some background on the chapter. It starts out as the Pharisees brought a woman who had committed adultery. Jesus did not condemn the woman and told her instead to sin no more. Jesus then taught that he is the light of the world, and if we believe, we will come to know the Father. Now, many Jews believed in Jesus, but some continued to challenge him as he taught about the freedom and bondage of sin. In our passage today, he talks about true disciples. True disciples follow Jesus in faith and obedience and stay in their word and keep their eyes on him. They have freedom from sin. But before our salvation, though, we had no choice. We were serving our sinful natures and the wiles of the devil. But when Christ died, He freed us from this prison. In a few weeks, we'll be celebrating Easter and celebrate through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As believers, we are set free from the bondage of sin. In Trevor Hudson's Pauses for Lent, he says, Christ frees us from those chains holding our lives in bondage, the chains of fear, addiction, and evil from which we seek release. Christ also frees us for a new life of discipleship, obedience, and adventure. We are set free to love, to praise, and to serve God with our whole being. However, a dilemma is still present, right? We can say we are free in Christ, but do we really live like we are free? There's a constant tug of war with the flesh as we live in a broken world of lust and anger and fear and jealousy and self-sufficiency and greed that causes us to wander away from the cross. Excerpts from Romans 7:15 through 19 sums it up perfectly. It says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is the sin living in me. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Wow, that was a mouthful, right? But what Paul was trying to say was, even though we are believers in Jesus Christ, we may be struggling with something in our lives that we wish we would not keep doing, like anger and lust and fear. We know it's not right, but somehow we keep doing it. To free ourselves, we must intentionally, daily clothe ourselves as children of God. If we feel the tug with the flesh, we need to confess, pray, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. We need the Holy Spirit to mold us and shape us into our Maker. As we move into the time of reflection, we need to focus on those chains that keep us from experiencing the true freedom in Christ. What sin continues to hold you back? What keeps you from feeling free in Christ? Let us meditate on this for a moment. This reflection transitions us into our daily practice for today. Our daily practice is to focus on the question, what addictions and unhealthy attachments keep me from experiencing the freedom in Christ? This week, I want you to confess and renounce those sins to the Lord. Instead, fill it with truth or promise from the Lord. For me, I know that my own fear robs me of joy and peace and affects my ability to be free in Christ. One of my dear friends for Christmas this year gave me a personalized journal with the promises of God written on each page with my name embedded in the verses. I use this journal in times of doubt and fear to remember God's promises. Now I pray these truths over you now. Joshua 1:9, brothers and sisters, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Romans 8:15, brothers and sisters, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit, when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.